Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Okay, I don't want to scare you, but if you happen to be driving a Ford right now, like on the Pike, 93, 95, Route 3, wherever, keep driving. Just make sure your seatbelt's buckled. And just go over and grab the door handle and hold on to it, okay? Because apparently Ford is recalling 2 million vehicles because of a faulty door latch that could result in the door just flying open while you're driving the vehicle.
Oh, sounds like a car I had when I grew up.
I'm sorry I'm laughing at this, but like, think of like at what point they realize that they made a mistake. It's like you're just constantly getting these calls going, yeah, my door just flew open. Can I fix that? And then they realize. So we're talking about Ford Fiestas, Ford Focuses, Ford Fusions, Lincoln MKZs, Ford Escapes, Ford C-Max vehicles, Ford Transit Connect, Ford Mustangs. Listen, if you have a Ford and you're driving, hold on to the door. That's all I'm saying. Could you imagine that?
Yeah, when I was growing up, my family had a car, and if you went over, I think, like 55 or 60 miles an hour, the door would just fly.
You know what's funny about cars? Because everybody's had, like, a crappy car, but, like, for some reason, you give your car, something happens with your car, right? Mm-hmm. Something crazy. But you just roll with it to the point that, like, how you just said, you literally go, no, it's good. Just once we hit 55, hold on to the door. Like, you know, like at 35, at 40, you're good. Right. Once you start nearing 50, you're like, all right, let me hold on to the... Like, you just
continue. Personality traits of your car.
Yeah. Like, you would never treat yourself like that. You'd be like, ah, my leg just goes limp every now and then. It happens. Just don't run at a certain pace.
But we are getting some of the most hilarious people responding to things that are going wrong with their car. Or have in the past, or people's cars they were riding in.
What you got? I know you have a story.
Yeah, I got quite a few.
Several.
I had a car where the power steering was gone, so I had to put power steering in every 3-4 miles.
Every 3 or 4 miles,
that was one. I had another car. I didn't figure it out for a while, but one morning I got in, and it had rained the night before. And I get in, I'm like, yo, why does my car smell like mildew? Yeah, I can't figure out. But apparently, rain kept getting in the car. It's been all types of stuff. I can get one time. Oh, last one, I'll get out the way. Yeah. Went on a trip with a church. We got on the bus. The bus had no AC. So I had to hold the emergency window open from Boston to Virginia. I'm out. I'm done.
Hours. No, I remember also one time I saw you in the parking lot.
Uh-oh.
You pulled in, and I saw you getting out of the passenger side.
Yes.
And I was like, I said, did somebody drop you off? And you said, nah, there's something with my door doesn't want to open, so I have to get out the
passenger. That was the same car with the power steering issues.
Let's talk to Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Oh, Amanda.
What's your story,
Hi.
Amanda?
Her story's classic.
What's your story?
So, first, let me just say that a person that I was, like, dating sold me this car, so it makes it that much worse. So, he sold me, like, a Jeep Wrangler, and I was all excited to go to the beach. And as I was driving, I went to turn the blinker on, and it, like, broke off in my hand.
Oh, Jesus. So,
I had to drive around with the blinker in my hand, and if I had to use it, I'd have to put it in really quick. But if I hit, like, there was like a metal piece next to it, so if I hit it, it caused like an electrical current, and it the windshield wipers went crazy, and it was spraying everywhere. So One day, my sister was in the back seat, and it was the first time anybody was in the back seat. So I do it, and she's like screaming, and she's like, "Why am I getting wet?" It turns out the washer fluid tube for the back window was inside the car.
Wow.
this, like, washer fluid is going crazy. Oh, she was getting sprayed in the back seat.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Wait, real quick, before I know we get a break, we just got a message from Daniel. He has an 04 electric blue Suzuki, and it literally growls at people. He said it makes crazy monster sounds.
Yo, hi, Liz.
Hi.
What's up? What's your car? What's your deal?
I have two. I have one that was a Ford Ranger that lost reverse like 2 months after I got it. I have to like pull up in plunge and then put it in neutral to back in.
Stop.
That's awesome.
And then I have a Kia that I rear-ended somebody with, and the cop let me drive it away, and I had no lights. So I wouldn't drive it at night. And then I pulled over to talk to somebody on the phone, and somebody called the cops and said I was like out like hitting mailboxes. So the cops showed up and like was like, ma'am, like, you know, your car is in rough shape. And I was like, well, the cop let me drive it away. That was the first time. And I had so much stuff in my car. He was like, ma'am, like, if you're homeless, you can let me know. Like, and all I did was, like, pull over to talk on the phone. And then he's, like, searching my car, asking me if I'm homeless. Yeah, shortly after that, I got rid of that.
That's hilarious.
The judgment. The judgment.
Let's talk to Taranda. Taranda. Hi, Taranda.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, I'm calling you guys while I'm in my crappy phone while I'm driving in my car that's completely a death trap. So hopefully while I'm trying to steer, I don't veer off the road, and if I need to stop, I can actually do so.
Oh, my God.
What? Do your brakes not work?
No, I totally just got my brake pad done, and now they sound worse than they did when I was in the car.
Oh.
And, like, no kidding. The last time it rained outside, literally, like, my car hit a pothole, took flight, and then when it touched down, it wouldn't even, like, steer right. So I thought I was going to, like, either drive off the bridge or crash into the 18-wheeler that was next to me. It was like, oh, this is fantastic. Like, my anxiety shot through the roof, and, like, I couldn't focus at work the whole day. It was great.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
Hi, Melissa. Melissa?
Hey, yeah. So I drive a Mercedes C300, and I try not to fix it unless I absolutely have to.
Oh, yeah. Mercedes, very expensive to fix.
Yeah, very expensive. So for about 4 months, I had to use a pair of scissors to start my car because the shifter wouldn't work. So I couldn't get it over reverse for some reason, but I had to take apart the center console every time I turned my car on. And I had to stick a pair of scissors in between the shifter to shift it over to her room.
Oh, my God.
She had a hot wire her own car.
Right.
That is freaking hilarious, man. Listen, go on the Ghetto Crew Facebook page.
Oh, they're still coming.
We got some freaking hilarious stories on there if you want to.
Alex's horn would only work when it's really cold outside.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.